And of course, Jesus is going to use stories that were common to the people of his days. He's not going to tell stories, too many stories about pine trees of paradise or almond trees of Durham. He's going to tell stories about the cedars of Lebanon and the vines and the branches and the olives, and here the sheep, because it was so common. Sheep were everywhere, and I am the good shepherd. And the people would have understood what he was talking about, because shepherds would stay out at night with their sheep. But you have to protect the sheep at night. And so around the countryside, they would build corrals, like rock corrals. The walls would be rocks that they would stack up, maybe 5 feet tall. And then there would be one open part so that the sheep could come in and then go out. But oftentimes there wouldn't be a gate at that opening. And so what was the gate? It was the shepherd. The shepherd would lay down in that open spot to protect the sheep. And so if wild animals tried to get in, wild dogs tried to get in over, he was there. If robbers or thieves tried to get through, he was there to protect the sheep. And then in the morning, Jesus says, he leads the sheep out and they follow him because they know his voice. They don't listen to other voices. We have to make sure that we're listening to the right voices. He talks about robbers, thieves and robbers. And he would say, my children, you are my sheep. You are my sheep. In your baptism, I consecrated you to me. You belong to me and I belong to you. So why are you listening to thieves and robbers? Let's talk a little bit about what some of those thieves and robbers are. Tarot cards, Ouija boards, palm readers, psychics, New Age crystals, channeling your chakras, channeling, manifesting your energy, fusing yourself with the universal consciousness of the universe. Reiki is very controversial. What power is a person tapping into when they put their hand over a person and go like this? What power are they using? And I don't see Phil and Alin with us. Bruntsman, Phil and Alin? They may be over at Smith River. They have a house over there. And Alin works with people because we know that there are energies, you know, that run through your body. And there can be natural ways of healing. Acupuncture, I know, can help people. And some people say, well, Reiki is just it's just a natural energy. It's getting your chakras, your energies that go all over. It's getting them all aligned right. And I say, okay, but did you start with Jesus Christ? And are you using Jesus Christ as you pray? And then is this person in their healing being led to Jesus Christ? Because if not, then it's about your own ego. It's about your own, you're tapping into powers that are not Jesus Christ. So we have to be very careful of those. But the New Age and all that stuff is very popular now. Those are thieves and robbers. Jesus says, be aware of that. And then, of course, the thieves and robbers that we are all tempted with throughout our lives: money, sex, pleasure, fun, material things, power, fame, being good looking, being accomplished, being admired, being number one, competing. Those are thieves and robbers. And he says, my children, why are you falling to those thieves and robbers? Why can't you recognize? Why can't you see that those are deceptions? They're false gods that you must stay away from. And then false teachings that are not of Jesus Christ, the truth. I am the way and the truth and the life. And my children, listen to me, not to the false teachings. And that's why we love our church, because Jesus says, I'm the way, I'm the truth. Peter, apostles, I will give to you the Holy Spirit who will guide you to all truth. So in the scriptures and in the teachings of the church, the catechism, we have a divine opinion. And we praise God for that light to our steps. And so to recognize what messages are being said that are not of God, thieves and robbers. Peter is inviting the people to recognize, you know, repent. they were cut to the quick. He said, but you didn't. You acted in ignorance when you killed Jesus. And so what are we to do? Repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Remove the thieves and the robbers. And then bring in everything that is good and beautiful and true. You now belong to Christ. Don't think about yourself. Think about Him. And this is as you go through your day. And allow Him to guide you moment by moment, decision by decision, as you go. And then you become very sensitive to, wow, Jesus, I handled that conversation that was kind of tense on the phone. I handled it with grace. And that was your grace. And I praise you for that. And then there'll be another time you'll hang up the phone and you say, that wasn't you, was it, Jesus? I flew off the handle. I flew off the handle. I jumped to conclusions. And that does not count as exercise, by the way. Yeah, that was not very Christ-like. Forgive me. I'll remember that at my next confession, Lord. That's how I do it. That's how I do it. And as I do that, I become more like Christ. I become more like Christ over time throughout my life. So that's what Peter is calling all people to. And he's calling them and their children, for the promise is made to you and to your children. And that's what I wanted to finish on, was our families. It's you. It's personal. It's individual. But it's your marriage, too. It's your marriage. And it's your children. It's your family. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is because today we're going to begin, hopefully, to strengthen our marriages and our families and those who will be planning on getting married and helping those who have been hurt in their marriages and their families, who have experienced the pain of divorce or separation, to help those to heal and to come back to kind of God's plan. Communio was offered to us by Bishop Soto. Bishop Soto is always trying to help us to strengthen our parishes. And Communio is a nationwide nonprofit organization, Catholic, but they work with all kinds of Christian churches to help the renewal of parishes through the family. And this is what they say on their website. And they write this to the priest, because he's the kind of the pastor, the leader. You notice it as you stand before your congregation on Sunday morning. The sanctuary feels a little emptier than it once did. The youth group is smaller. Volunteers are stretched thin or quietly stepping back. You've preached your heart out. You've launched new series, rebooted small groups, and poured time into planning events designed to bring people back. And yet something's still missing. Beneath all the usual symptoms of declining participation and struggling families is a deeper issue. Relationships are unraveling. And as they do, the church is slowly unraveling with them. And studies have showed that as relationships, as marriage and family unravels, parishes unravel. It's just a logical outcome. And as families heal and become stronger, parishes become stronger. They grow. And so it all begins and it ends with the family. And so Communio shared goal with a church is Christ-centered. Our objective is to help you bring more souls to Jesus Christ by evangelizing and discipling relationships and marriages. Marriage has been central to God's plan for humanity from the beginning. Communio serves you to make marriage central to your church. And so Communio, I thank God for the help we're receiving. I think there are about 8 or 9 parishes that have signed up to do this over the next 3 years. You start by 1 year at a time. If you were to hire Communio and have their expert-trained leaders, we have 2 people that will be working directly with us, their first personal visit is going to be May 5th and 6th, where they will be meeting with my leadership team and the finance council, the pastoral council, to put a vision together for the next 6 months. It's like hiring a fundraising company at the highest level. If we paid for that, $30,000 for 1 year. And but they have a lot of underwriting, and Bishop Soto is helping to pay, so it's only going to cost each parish $300 a month, so $3,600 a year. And my finance committee said, let's go for it. What do we have to lose? Because the future of the church depends on the health of our marriages and our families, right? And the happier and the healthier we are there, the healthy we are. And then maybe we won't need so many services to help people, right? People will be physically better, mentally, emotionally, spiritually healthier, and financially better off. It's hard to raise a family as a single mom or a single dad, but when you have both together, it makes a big difference, makes a big difference. So I'm excited. And to that end, they said, well, kind of your first step is, would you do a survey that takes about 3 minutes so that we can kind of get a feel for where your parish is at, the dynamics of your parish. And so, for those of you who have cell phones, I can't believe I'm saying this, but please take out your cell phone and turn it on. And if you don't have your cell phone, or if you really enjoy paper and pencil, sometimes it still feels good to write with a number 2 pencil, we do have physical questionnaires for you. It takes about 3 minutes to do basic, simple questions. And so if you don't have your cell phone or you're not really computer literate, raise your hand and we'll give you a survey and we'll give you a pencil. Justin and Chris, and we'll give you that. If you do have your cell phone, if you will take that yellow sheet that's in your pew, that looks like that, and that's a QR code. Who knows what QR means? Quick read. Quick read, I believe. And so go to your camera. And you just put the camera and focus about a foot away or so. And it will recognize that QR code. And then at the bottom of your camera picture, it says bit.ly. That's a link. That's a link. And so click on that bit.ly. Click on that and it'll take you to a link. We are conducting a short survey. It should take about 3 minutes, and you can do that here on your cell phone. It says English at the top right. You can click on that and change it to Spanish if you would like. And the third option that you have is at 10:30 this morning, we sent everybody on our email list a link. And so when you get home in your emails, you should see a link from us that says you can fill this question, click on this link, you can fill it out at home as well on your computer. And it will automatically go where it needs to go. And we'll take about 3 minutes now. Please feel free to either do that on your cell phone or with your pencil and paper. Or when you get home, you can do it any time this coming week, all the way up until next Sunday. We'll kind of do this one more time next Sunday to make sure we get everyone. Do you guys need the piece of paper?